AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This is a travel day for millions of Americans ahead of the July 4th holiday.
On the road again.
Our Matt Small says there's a reason so many of us are hitting the road.
35.5 million Americans are expected on the nation's roadways this Independence Day holiday weekend.
We're actually expecting more drivers than we have on record going back to 2000.
Heather Hunter is with the AAA. She says a big reason why is simple: lower gas prices.
The current price for a gallon of gas is about $2.77 a gallon, and that's almost 90 cents cheaper than last year.
She adds motorists haven't seen prices this low at the pump since back in 2009. I'm Matt Small.
Turns out a man who showed up at a North Carolina mall with an assault rifle terrifying shoppers is a Fort Bragg soldier who was going to the mall to have his photograph taken with his military equipment. Fayetteville Assistant Police Chief Anthony Kelly.
Several calls about a subject entering the mall with a rifle. Within 2 minutes or so, officers arrived on scene. Just so happened two of the first responding officers made contact with that officer, gave him verbal commands. Subject complied. They took him into custody.
25-year-old Brian Wolfinger has been charged with creating a panic. Overseas now to Greece, where the prime minister says Sunday's referendum is not a vote on whether Greece will remain in the eurozone. Opinion polls show voters evenly split on whether to vote for or against creditors' proposals in return for rescue loans. We are hearing that Aetna will spend about $35 billion to buy rival health insurer Humana. That'll give it more access to government business. The healthcare industry is still adjusting to the federal healthcare overhaul. This is AP Radio News. Another Democrat is getting into the race for the White House. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander is in Washington with this.
In a statement posted on his website, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb says he's running for the Democratic presidential nomination. He says the country needs a fresh approach to solving the problems that, quote, confront us and too often divide us. The former Navy Secretary and Vietnam veteran also says he understands the odds, particularly in today's political climate where, quote, fair debate is so often drowned out by huge sums of money. He is the fifth candidate to join the Democratic race. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The crowded Republican race for the White House increases by one later this month when Ohio Governor John Kasich is expected to launch his campaign. That's expected on July 21st. He's considered among the more moderate and lesser known of the candidates. This will be his second run for the White House. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.